Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're tuning in to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts, a special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with some fascinating animal facts. Even though Halloween ended a few days ago, I've still prepared a spooktacular animal just for today. Notice how all the animals I've covered are still alive and breathing? Well, how's about today's topic focuses on an extinct animal instead, that being the Tasmanian tiger. And I'm dead serious when I say you'll enjoy what I have to offer, so let's roll out the facts. The Tasmanian tiger, like its name suggested, was a carnivorous marsupial that made its home in the outback of Australia, where most marsupials live. Despite being called tigers, these Tasmanian terriers were more closely related to dogs due to their canines resembling that of a wolf's. They were approximately the size of your average dog, meaning that their grocery list consisted of smaller animals, such as wallabies, kangaroos, and possums. These creatures were nocturnal, meaning that they relied on the cover of darkness to hunt. However, these prehistoric prairie dogs could barely run a yard, so they instead snuck up on their unsuspecting victims before finishing them off with those powerful jaws. They also acted as wannabe vultures, often scavenging prey that had already expired and keeping us from being knee-deep in corpses. And that's not all, however, as these relics down under came equipped with a pouch like all marsupials. These pouches were found near their tails, where they were used as nurseries to raise up to 4 of their young at a time, and they would be stored away until they reached half maturity. So, why did this incredible animal go extinct, you may ask? Well, it's all because of an unfortunate amount of events that happened instantaneously. The first being overhunting, as poachers would commonly hunt the Tasmanian tiger down, often for sport or money, with an estimated 3,500 of these creatures being killed within 1830 to the 1920s. Secondly, the environment of Australia was becoming more and more encroached by humanity, such as farmland being introduced, which significantly damaged the Tasmanian tiger's hunting grounds, causing their numbers to decline even further. And lastly, the introduction of the dingo ultimately led to the demise of the Tasmanian tiger. They were much more aggressive, could actually keep up the pace with other animals, and the competition for food made them the more superior Australian pooch. Some people did try to repopulate the species when they were at the peak of extinction, but unfortunately, the last remaining Tasmanian tiger was left outside one night and ultimately ended up freezing to death, which is a huge shame. However, scientists are attempting to bring this relic of a Rottweiler back to life. What do you think? Should they pull a Frankenweenie, or is it better for them to leave them dead and buried? It's totally up to you. Well, that's all I've got for this week, but do tune in next time, as I'll be back with some more fascinating facts, I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.